Subhagi Jai. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not see him, felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place known as Alalnath. Purport. Alalnath is also known as Brahmagiri. This place is about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There is a temple of Jagannath there. At the present moment, a police station and post office are situated there because so many people come to see the temple. The word Anavasara is used when Sri Jagannathji cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snani Yatra, Lord Jagannath apparently becomes sick. He is therefore removed to his private apartment where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made on the body of the Jagannath's body, on the body of Jagannath deity. This is called Navayovana, Navayovana ceremony. During the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. Text 123. Bhakta sanai dina kata tahai rahila, Gaurir bhakta aise samachar paila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for some days at Alalnath. In the meantime, he received news that all the devotees from Bengal were coming to Jagannath Puri. Text 124. Nityananda sarvabhoma agraha kariya nilachale aila mahaprabhu ke loya. When the devotees from Bengal arrived at Jagannath Puri, both Nityananda Prabhu and Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya greatly endeavored to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Jagannath Puri. Text 125. Birahi bihwala prabhu na jane ratri dine hinkale aila gaure bhakta gane. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally left Alarnath to return to Jagannath Puri, he was overwhelmed both day and night due to separation from Jagannath. His lamentation knew no bounds. During this time, all the devotees from different parts of Bengal and especially from Navadvip arrived in Jagannath Puri. And then the last one, 126. Savamili yukti kori kirtana arambhila kirtana avese pravur manasthira haila. After due consideration, all the devotees began chanting the holy name congregationally. Lord Chaitanya's mind was thus pacified by the ecstasy of the chanting. And purport. Being absolute in all circumstances, Lord Jagannath's person, form, picture, and kirtan are all identical. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he was pacified. Previously, he had been feeling very morose due to separation from Jagannath. The conclusion is that whenever a kirtan of pure devotees takes place, the Lord is immediately present. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, we associate with the Lord personally. So, this is the brief description, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out in the beginning part of this chapter. So more elaborate description will be given in later of this topic again in the Madhyalila chapter 10 and 11 of this particular topic. So in brief, summarization. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami many times gives you hints of pastimes in very very shortcut way. So Lord Chaitanya Lord Chaitanya took sannyas because he felt that was necessary for him to execute successfully his mission, because there were many other people being ignorant of his position, started to criticize him or deride him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, I should take sannyas. And you know, sannyas is one of the topmost ashram in the Varnayan ashram, you know, situation, the position in the Varnayan ashram. So in the society there is always great respect about sannyas, you know, for sannyasis. So in this way, if I take sannyas, then people will have some adoration toward me. You know, they will respect me. They will bow down to me. In this way, they will get benefit. They will get my mercy. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is Patita Pavana. He has come to deliver the fallen souls here. So, thinking like this, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and after sannyas, he was planning to go to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu misdirected him to go Shantipur. And after that, that time, he met Sachi Mata, and he agreed to live in Jagannath Puri. So then after that they came, Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, and he traveled to South India. South India, he went to Srirangam, and he lived for 4 months in Srivatta's house. And after that, on the way back, he also had a chance to hear Kurma Puran. And Kurma Puran, Lord Chaitanya found out how Sita Devi was kept secret in the protection of fire god. And when the Ravana kidnapped Sita Devi, that was not the real Sita Devi, she was a shadow. And there was a Brahmana who was studying Ramayana, but he was very, very upset. How could this rascal demon Ravana could take away my worshipable deity Sita Devi? And he was very, very much upset. So then Lord Chaitanya found out the truth. Okay, that was not the real. So he pacified this Brahmana with the reality that the Sita Devi that was kidnapped by Ravana was not the real one. So in this way he comes back to Jagannath Puri. So in the previous verse 121 we see so punarapi nilachale gaman kharila bhaktagane meliya snana yatra dekhila. So Lord Chaitanya came at that time when the snana yatra was being performed. So snana yatra is a festivity that occurs during Jyeshtha Purnima, between June, July. It's hot summer. And Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra, they are brought out to the stage and they are given bath. So during the whole year, Jagannath doesn't get bathed, because he's, you know, the vigraha, archa vigraha is made of wood. And if you take bath, like you know, we worship, you know, we bathe our deities every morning. We bathe this wooden deity every day, and it will be swallowed, you know, will become big, bigger than, because it's not possible. So once a year in the Snana Yatra time, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra get bathed. And the water is brought from close by pond, Sitala Kunda. And each of them get bathed with the 108 pots of water. 108 pots of water. You can see, imagine one who does not have the habit of bathing every day, and all of a sudden you pour cold water on him, 108 pots, what will happen? You become sick. So that's what happened to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath performed this pastime of being sick after taking bath. So after the Snana Yatra, it's a tradition there that the Lord Jagannath gets a Ganesh Vesh. Vesh means the garment, dress, look like Ganesh. So Hathi Vesh also called, Hathi Vesh. The elephant face is given to Jagannath and he looks like Ganesh. And after that he feels sick and he is kept in the hidden place. So there are four different things happening during this time. Anavasara. It's Anavasara, Jagannathir, Napaya, Darshan. Lord Chaitanya couldn't see Lord Jagannath because this is the time when Lord Jagannath was in Anavasara. Anavasara means, Avasara means a chance. Right? Avasara dekhi Raja Prabhu ke milila. King Pratap Rudra, when he found a chance, okay, let me go see Lord Chaitanya. Let me go and serve him. So he found a chance to go see, to be close to Lord Chaitanya. So same word here, avasara means chance. Anavasara means no chance. Na avasara, anavasara. So means no chance for the public to see me. Because Lord Krishna, he enjoyed parakya rasa in Vrindavan. He's very fond of parakya rasa. And so in Jagannath Puri, during this time, after Snana Yatra, he is hidden there for 15 days performing his Shokiya Rasa. He's enjoying his Shokiya Rasa with Lakshmiji. So he doesn't have time to come in front of the people. So Anavasara, no chance. No chance for you guys. Stay away. I will come after 2 weeks on the chariot. So the avasara, anavasara, so he becomes sick. And the daitas are a special category of brahmanas, you know, they are from Shabar category, you know, Shabar brahmanas. Shabar are those people who keep cows, pigs. They keep pigs. We do cow protection, they do pig protection. And also they sell pig meats. But the daitas are high quality of the those savaras. They are also from Brahmin family. So they are also known as daitapatis because they are Brahmin and they have a little high class of lifestyle. So they have been there in the service of Jagannath since so long. So they are given chance at this time. They are serving Lord Jagannath during these 15 days when Lord Jagannath is sick. And they give Lord Jagannath and buy some drug from CVS, and you know. Well, they make themselves, you know, just some fruit juice or so, you know, they consider this a drug, you know, they're not, please accept, you will be okay, you know, in a couple of weeks. So they serve them every day with the juices and lots of sweets. Sweets and juice. So, and then Nivritta means he's hidden, nobody can see him. He's hidden to perform this special Swakiya Rasa with Lakshmiji. And another festivity during this Anavasara is that Angarag. The Daita is also there to paint Lord Jagannath's body, the Vigraha. Because after pouring so much water, the paint is faded. And then you have to repaint again. They paint the whole body except the eyes. The eyes are said to be painted by the head pujaris, the special Brahmins there. The Daitas will paint the rest of the body. And it's also called Navayovana. You know. The body is painted after taking baths, and after painting, you become, you know, very youthful. Jagannath becomes very youthful, Navayovana. And after that, when it's close to Rathayatra, and at that time the other pujaris come and paint Lord Jagannath's eyes, it's called Netrotsava. So Snanayatra, Anavasara, Nivritta, Angarag, and Netrotsava, there are five festivities during those 15th, 16th, and 17th day on the Lord Jagannath comes to the chariot. First is Purnima is Snanayatra, and next 15 days he is hidden, and the last one day, you know, he is given the Netrotsava, and after that just Shukla, Purnima, Dvitiya, he comes to the chariot. That is the official Jagannath Rathayatra celebrated in Jagannath Puri and our ISKCON Kolkata. So, so Lord Jagannath arrived at during the Snanayatra time, and after Snanayatra, Lord Jagannath is hidden. So Lord Chaitanya couldn't see. So he was already having this feeling of separation from the Lord. So he could not bear this moment, and he went to Alalnath, Brahmagiri. Alalnath. Prabhupada mentions here that there is also another Jagannath temple in Alalnath. So Alalnath is in Brahmagiri. Lord Brahma has performed his tapasya many, many years ago in that place. And it is said that Lord, being pleased with his austerity, appeared in front of Brahma and suggested Lord Brahma to install his form, his deity in that place. And he also described how he looked, you know, he would look like, you know, he have four arms and Shankar, Chakra, Gada, Padma, you know, this concept, all this, and Garuda in the front of the temple, like that. So, that's why this place is known as Brahmagiri. And the present Jagannath temple in Alarnath, in Brahmagiri, is said to be constructed like 200 years before the actual Jagannath Puri temple. So it brings you back to about 9th century. So it was a time when, I think between 5th and 9th century in South India, there have been many Alvars. Alvars are like, you know, we have Mahajans, our great Acharyas. So Alvars means that one who is immersed in the experience of God, experience of the Supreme Lord. So they are great teachers in the Sri Vaishnava line. So during that time, one of the Alvar came to Sri Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So he arrived also at that time, in Anavasara time. And he didn't have chance to see Lord Jagannath. So feeling very much unfortunate himself, he wanted to give up his life, because, you know, I came so far to see Lord Jagannath and I cannot have darshan. Jagannath is not revealing himself. But why should I keep my life? So he went to the ocean to give up his life. Or he jumped in the ocean. I'm not clear about that. Radhikaran Prabhu knows about it. You know, we'll have a more clear discussion of how that happened. Somehow he came to that Brahmagiri. In Brahmagiri, he had darshan of that Jagannath temple there. So the history says that the king brought some brahmana from the particular brahmana family from South India. And the Brahmin family, they started worshipping Jagannath in Alarnath. So that's why this is known as Alarnath, because Alvar came and he got to see have darshan of Jagannath in the Brahmagiri. So, and that's why it's got known to be Alvarnath, actually. Alvarnath, the Lord of the Alvars. So later on that word, and changed a little bit and became Alalanath, became easier word for the normal people there, Alalanath. So Lord of the Alvars, so those Brahmanas being worshipping, king provided some land for them, for those Brahman family who were serving Jagannath there in Alalanath. And a long time passed. The family was growing, and it was not enough. The land given was not enough to sustain their family, and they have to go out and start begging for their maintenance. So, at one time, there was the priest, Brahman, whose name was Sri Ketan, and one day it was his turn to go and beg. So he had one little child, maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, and he instructed his child, "My dear child, I have been worshipping this deity like this for so long. Today I had to go for begging. Can you do my service?" So the child says, "I'm just a little baby, a child, I don't know any mantras, I don't know anything how to worship." And then he instructed the father, you do like this, this, and this, you obey the deity and you offer this and offer this and offer this, and you offer the naivedyam, bhoga, and then you go outside and you come back and take it, that's how you eat. So he said, "Okay, as you say, I will do." So Sri Ketan went out for begging, and Sri Ketan's wife made the offering, and she called Madhu. The child's name was Madhu. "Madhu, come do the offering. It's time for offering." So Madhu comes and takes a place and goes in front of the deities, and he offers, and then he prays in his language, "My dear Lord, please accept this. I don't know any mantras. I'm not trained up in mantras. But my father instructed me, because he had to go somewhere. He instructed me to do like this. So I'm offering this offering. Please take it." So he offered this, he left it there and he went out to play. And after 20-25 minutes he came, offering is over, he came inside, offering was not taken by the Lord. You know, he was completely he wanted to see that the Lord is taking, and he never seen how his father was doing, but that was his father, instructed, you offer. So he thought the Lord has to take it, eat it. He had no idea where the prasadam was coming every day. But then now the Lord will eat, and what they will eat. So he came, he saw the plate is same, everything is still there. And so maybe it will take a few more minutes. So he went outside to play. He came after 10 minutes, the plate is still there. And then he goes out and comes, 1 hour, gone. And he said, "My dear Lord, please, please come. Eat it, otherwise, my father will come and he will chastise me." So, and then he's waiting and waiting, Lord didn't come to eat. And he started crying. He started crying in the fear that my father will come and soon he will beat me up. And Lord is not eating, my bhakti is not enough, I don't know mantras. How could I do? And I am the only one who is supposed to do it. My dear Lord, please come and eat. And he started crying, and the Lord, being so pleased with his feeling and his devotion, he appeared in his Sri Vigraha. And he took the offering. And his plate is empty, nothing left. And he was so happy. The mother was so happy. He brought the empty plate to mommy, to mother. And mother said, "Where is the offering?" "The Lord ate it." And he didn't care. "The Lord ate it. I asked him to eat and he ate." So he went to play. So there is no Mahaprasad, that means you have to starve. So next time, the next day also happened the same. There was 3 days continuously the Lord was eating and there was nothing left in the plate. And they had been starving. So Sri Ketan came back. Sri Ketan came back and then he was tired of begging for 2-3 days. So he asked his wife, "Please, can you give me some Mahaprasad?" And his wife said, "We have been starving last 3 days, there is no Mahaprasad at all." And he said, "Well, so what happened to the Mahaprasad?" Madhu said, "The child said the Lord is eating." And he called Madhu, his child, and he started chastising, "What happened to the Prasad? Now, are you throwing this Prasad because of fear? Are you giving to the dog? Are you eating yourself?" Madhu said, no, father, no. The Lord is eating. The Lord is eating prasad. I never eat. I know it." He simply fast. And then he couldn't believe. "How dare you say that? The Lord doesn't eat prasad. He never ate when I offered." So finally the child said, no, father, the Lord is eating, I'm not eating, see, I don't lie." So he said, "Okay, you do one more offering, do it again, I want to see." So Madhu brought the plate, he offered to the Lord. "My dear Lord, please, my father is very angry because you ate the prasad. But please, this is my duty to feed you. Please take this offering, one more time." And he left. So Sri Ketan was hiding behind the pillar and watching. And because it was offering by Madhu with great feeling and devotion, Lord extended his hand to pick up the sweet rice. As soon as he picked up, Sri Ketan jumped from behind. Hey, stop! What are you doing? You are stone dizzy. How can you eat? And if you eat, what I will eat? So he grabbed the deity's hand. At that time, the bowl flew up, and then the sweet rice fell on the body of Jagannath, you know, on his body. And then the Lord told Sri Ketan, "You miserable, materialistic Brahman, you will never see me eating, because you have no devotion. You're so stupid. Soon your all family will destroy, except your child, Madhu." And then the history of the Stala Purana shows that soon after the heavy tide came from the ocean and, you know, wiped up all the, you know, the Brahmin families, the Madhu was continuing the service after that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in the in his book in Bengali, he says, "Samudra tiradiya dakshina jaite puri haite 6 cross dure Alalnath gram." 6 cross means 6 cross is 14 miles, kilometer, right? Or mile, kilometer, 14 kilometer. There is Alalnath village, he says. If you go walk by the samudra, you know, the ocean, you know, river side, ocean side, the bank of the ocean. So in 14 miles, you will see 14 kilometers. You will see Alalnath gram. Tathai Alalnath Chaturbhuja Vasudev Vigraha. There is Lord Jagannath. Alalnath is residing at four arms Vasudev Vigraha, Vasudev form. Vanamadhi ekti kshudra game tahar mandir. There's a whole place is forest. In the middle of the forest, small village. And in the small village, there's a temple. There's Alalnath. Tathai ati utkrishta paramanna bhog hoy. And in that temple, very first class, high class, paramanna means sweet rice, is being offered. Always. Indra is so happy, now it's raining, showering. Pandara ekhano usna paramanir dag vigrahe dekhaya thake. And if you visit now, even till today, the pandas, the worshippers, they will show you how Lord Jagannath was burnt with that sweet hot rice when he got grabbed by Sri Ketana. The sweet rice fell off on his, you know, on his body. And then he got some spot on his body because of hot sweet rice. So the priest there, they can show you how that happened. This was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is everything about Lord Chaitanya's going to Alalnath and in the Brahmagiri, and Snana Avasar, Anavasar. And the last purport here, Prabhupada explains how Lord Chaitanya, when he was feeling very much, when he was overwhelmed with this feeling of separation, and he would not know when, while it is daytime or nighttime, and most of the time he was unconscious. So when the devotees came from Navadvip, and from Bengal, they started chanting. They started the congregational chanting, Hare Krishna. So as soon as they started chanting, so Lord Chaitanya, you know, come to the his normal state. That was his mission, you know, make people to chant. Even when he was a baby, he would cry, right? He would cry, and when people chant Hari Hari, Hari Hari, and he would stop. So now he's in the mood of separation. He makes people chant, then he gets consciousness. then he comes to the normal state. So Prabhupada gives her conclusion is that whenever a kirtan of pure devotee takes place, the Lord is immediately present. Immediately present. The Lord has given this information in another place. Naham basami vaikunthe, right? Naham basami vaikunthe, yogi nam hridaye nacha. Madhvakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. So Krishna says, wherever my pure devotees chant, I reside there. I don't reside in Vaikuntha. Nor in the heart of yogis. I live there where my devotees chant. So, this is Lord Chaitanya's mission, and we have been trying to follow by chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I will stop here. Is there any questions? I would like to ask Radhika Raman Prabhu, maybe you can make a clearance on that, how that Oliver went to Brahmagiri.
Yes, the devotee from South India, he was coming to Jagannath Puri to have darshan, and as you say, so when he saw that Jagannath is not going to give darshan for 15 days, then he was very morose. He was feeling separation and he said, I should not leave this body, this, you know. So he was going towards the ocean to commit suicide, in the, you know, jump in the ocean and leave his body. And Lord Jagannath was inside. He is not supposed to give darshan, but he knows that devotee came all the way from South India to have my darshan and he is giving up his body. Then tomorrow people will say bad thing about me because, you know, Jagannath, he came to have Jagannath darshan and he is leaving his body. So he didn't want to have that blame. So he was going towards the ocean, but he redirected because, you know, those days was, you know, like a jungle forest area. So he redirected, you know, instead of going to Jagannath Puri, ocean, he ended up to Alalnath temple. And then he was having the darshan. And he was happy, but he was not fully satisfied. Then he was, you know, attending the prayers and everything. And by that time, you know, he walked for so many days, you know, wrong way. So that took like 15 days over. So then he heard that, yes, Jagannath is giving darshan. He's coming to the chariot. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, he come and have darshan. So Jagannath tricked him 14 days. Make him, you know, detour, walk to Alalnath, then he came back.
So Alalnath temple was already there when he
came? Yes. Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the story. And also about the elephant, the Gajabesha, mm-hmm. That was also another pastime on devotee. He was very staunch devotee of Vinayaka, the Ganesh. And he was thinking that, you know, there's people worshipping Lord Jagannath, very famous. So he was thinking it's a Ganesh only. For him, Ganesh is the supreme. You know, he didn't know any other god but Ganesh. So he came and he saw that, you know, Jagannath, Bhadra, Subhadra, three form. And he saw, what is this? This is not my Lord. This cannot be God. This is not my Lord. Because he was so like 100% devotee of Ganesh. So he said, no, there's no way, this is not a god. So he walked out. And he was so, you know, dissatisfied and everything. He said, no, people are misguided, misdirected, this is not the god. And he was making offense and everything. So he was all the way like end of Puri. Then, you know, some devotee, you know, came and gave him the news that, yes, see, your Ganesh, you know. And also Jagannath got his, you know, his devotion. That he was a devotee of Ganesh, so he took the form of a Ganesh, you know, like elephant beast. Then he got the news, then he come back and he sees. And I think that dress, I think 134 years or something, they do like that. They don't do it like every time. There's very rare dress they do, that particular dress.
Yeah, we do in Mayapur too. Aprasna Niyatra, the Jagannath Baladev, and Jagannath gets Jagannath and Baladev get Ganesh face, you know, Hathi face. Huh? Which story?
He said with some Purana. Some Purana story.
Stala Purana, the story of that Alarnath.
Is some Purana?
In Stala Purana.
Which one?
Stala Purana.
Stala
Purana.
It's not named Purana.
Yeah, Stala Purana is their local Purana.
Yeah. Because this is, you know, Puranas are ancient before the history of
I never been during Rath Yatra. Who knows?
It's a question about suicide, because materially it's we hear that it's an abuse of this body, this, you know, this gift from Krishna. It's not good, it's a terrible destination. But then we hear different devotees who may be in separation or are grieved in some way, and they talk about ending their life. Could you speak about that spiritual suicide?
Well, I think it's when you are spiritually immersed, spiritually absorbed, and there is no difference in living. Jivane marane gati arnahi mor. You know, either you live or die, the shelter is Krishna. Jivane marane gati nahi. I mean, materially, you know, one who is not Krishna conscious, he would not think like that. You know, I just suicide, I don't care where I go, right? But when it's devotee, you know, Radha Krishna Pranamor, was that? Jivane marane gati arnahi mor. Either I live or die, my shelter is Krishna only. So in that way, Krishna is taking care of that. You can die in the separation of Krishna. Padrabhu.
So, is it at present in Jagannath Puri they have the Snan Yatra and the Lord goes to Alarnath, and then how is it done at present?
No, the Lord doesn't go to Jagannath. The Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra have Snan Yatra, and then they are hidden inside. They don't have to go to Alarnath.
They are not.
No. Alarnath have the Chaturbhuja Vishnumurti, that is known as the. The Lord Jagannath, instead of Jagannath, he showed him the Alwar, the Chaturbhuj Murti. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing here. So that is the Chaturbhuj Murti. Vasudev form is known as Alarnath.
So at present in Jagannath Puri they keep the deities after Snan Yatra somewhere in temple? At present in Jagannath Puri before Rath Yatra?
Yeah.
And then the same deities they paint and
they have all these, you know, renovations on the Jagannath Murti deity, and then finally on the Rath Yatra day they are coming out.
So, but then every 12 years or something they have the new deity?
Yeah, that is called Navakalevara. After 12 years, every 12 years they will have new, you know, deities constructed on the tree. Navakalevara. This is Navayovana, you know. But the Navakalevara is a new body. That's a whole another big series of stories there. That's really.
Those large Rath carts, is it a one-way trip, or do they make circle and come clear back to the temple with the big carts?
They go to Gundicha and they come back, right?
They go and they come back. How far is it? That, well, they turn the carts around and come back. Wow.
Yeah. There are millions of people are attending that, just for walking 2 miles. And it lasts for 9 days, right? Lord Jagannath is staying in the Gundicha for 9 days, something. How many days? I remember. How many days Lord Jagannath stay in Gundicha?
7 days, sometimes 9 days. Also, why Jagannath
Ratha Yatra also happened, like if by evening, if the chariot doesn't reach, that they stay in the road itself for whole night, and again next day they go. So that's the way, like 2 years before, when I went next day of Ratha Yatra, I went to Jagannath Puri, and I saw that Jagannath was already there because he could not make it by evening. So next day they go. So that way, you know, sometimes take, you know, 7 days or 9 days they stay, and then they come back. And after 5 days called Hira Panchami, then Lakshmi Devi also goes and goes with the soldiers and go and fight and use, you know, bad language, fight and everything that break the Jagannath will. Every year takes place. No, I was not there for that. So that they break the will and they come back. So that's why it's also called Sri Kshetra. Sri means Lakshmi. This is the place of Lakshmi. Jagannath is not the in charge. Lakshmi Devi is the in charge of that place. That's why also called Sri Kshetra.
Wonderful.